This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Democratic National Convention opens today in Denver. It's a four-day, made-for-TV spectacle, long on speeches and laced with political symbolism. The first 3 days' events will take place at the Pepsi Center on a stage with brightly lit structures like tentacles reaching up over the speakers and out toward the audience.
Barack Obama will accept the nomination on Thursday night at Invesco Field, where the Broncos play. Until then, a stream of others will do the talking, starting with tonight's marquee speaker, Michelle Obama. The Democrats have some healing to do in Denver. Some delegates for Hillary Clinton are sporting Hillary for President buttons and a grudge.
Our co-host, Michelle Norris, is in Denver, and she joins us live from the floor of the convention at the Pepsi Center. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Robert. Good to talk to you.
Hello. The convention's underway. People there have heard from, among others, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., Maya Sartiro Ng, Senator Obama's half-sister. I gather that Senator Biden is in the hall. What's expected for tonight?
Yes, they flashed on the big jumbotron a picture of Joe Biden to raucous applause here in the auditorium. As you noted, Michelle Obama is the keynote speaker later tonight. You'll see a number of Obama family members. She'll be introduced by her brother, Craig. You'll also hear from Jim Leach this evening. We heard this afternoon that Jim Leach, Republican, will be speaking here at the convention. So it's sort
former,
of like,
former Congressman
Myra, exactly. So it's almost like Joe Lieberman speaking at the Republican convention. Well, they have an answer to that with Jim Leach. And the big surprise this evening was late this morning we heard that Ted Kennedy will make an appearance here at the convention. It was always expected that people would see a video tribute to Senator Ted Kennedy, who is suffering from a brain tumor. Expected to be a very emotional moment tonight when he steps onto the stage, into the spotlight. The big question, though, is whether we'll actually hear from him this evening.
Well, back to Michelle Obama. You interviewed her this morning. Did you get a sense of what she's going to say?
Well, she wouldn't reveal details about the speech, but she did say that her goal this evening was to try to show the family values that the Obama family embrace, and that she wants to help voters see something of themselves in the Obama family. So she'll be talking about their triumphs, also talking about their struggles, trying to present a real image of a family that looks like very much like the average American family, hoping voters will see something that they might recognize.
Michelle, I want you to talk a little bit about the political challenge facing Barack Obama at this convention, which is to bring in, the above all, the women voters who were so passionate about Hillary Clinton's candidacy and are now not so passionate about Barack Obama.
Yeah, there's a real challenge there. The feelings are still very raw. You walk around Denver and you see people wearing Hillary Clinton 2012 T-shirts. Yeah, they just had a musical break a minute ago, and Lenny Kravitz was on the loudspeaker singing the song, Are You Gonna Go My Way? And that message may well be directed to Clinton supporters, because that's the big question. They were so passionate about Hillary Clinton. The question now is whether they'll be able to throw their muscle, their support, their passion behind Barack Obama.
Thank you, Michelle.
Good to talk to you, Robert.
That's our co-host, Michelle Norris, speaking to us from the Pepsi Center, the site of the Democratic National Convention in Denver.